Blog Talk Radio.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. The app gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday afternoon exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Call in now and have Mona answer your most pressing and personal questions at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with your hostess, Mona Van Joseph.
Well, good morning and happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there. I'm going to go right to the calls. I have someone here from area code 480. All right, hold on. Hello, 480. Who's this?
Good morning. My name is Michael.
Hi, Michael. What's your question for me?
Well, question today, I am working with on a transaction with a gentleman overseas. My client says everybody's been moving professionally and smoothly and so forth, and we should be closing the transaction this week. And just wanted to see if you see all things going as well as they have been.
There's a couple cards here that I just, first of all, it's saying that there's a speedy transaction coming your way. So I want to tell you that right now, right off the top. There are a couple things I want to give you a heads up about. The first is mind your own impatience. be incredibly aware of how impatient you are right now. Because what it's saying here is that the person you're dealing with is not impatient. The person you're dealing with is in a position of power, and you need to have the vibration out there that everything is moving exactly the way it's supposed to, and do not do anything to worry or don't do anything to borrow trouble connected with it. And the only other thing I need you to do is I just need you to do kind of one more little behind-the-scenes double check on things, because the reason why you're calling me is you feel really squirrely about something or some aspect of this. And what the cards are talking about here is that you feel squirrely because there's a lack of communication coming to you, and it feels like you have to sort of beg for information instead of it just being offered up, because one of the things that you do is you offer up information before someone asks for it. Well, that's not how this guy operates. So you need to put your patience in check. And then what the card is saying here, just do some kind of quiet little behind-the-scenes checking on things, but don't do anything that's going to alert him or rattle his cage. What it's saying here is you're working with a man that is in a position of power, and it's going to be on his timing. So one of the things that he's testing with you is how patient you are. And the only other thing I'm going to bring up is, you know, back when Boyd Gaming here in Vegas owned Echelon, which was going to be this huge project on the strip across from Encore and Wynn, Boyd Gaming had all the money in the world to do this, but they were working with a lot of small vendors that couldn't wait for the amount of time it would take for them to get paid to continue working on Echelon. So what happened was is a lot of these small businesses actually suffered as a result of it, and some of them backed out because they couldn't wait to be paid from this particular project. Well, then Boyd at Gaming ended up taking a little bit of a loss but selling it to another whole company who's now going to develop it into something huge. What I am bringing that little story up to you because what it's saying here is do not come across as though you're a small fish.
Right.
Okay? But
yep.
So let me know what happens because you're supposed to have good news by next Sunday.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank
All right,
you
my
so
friend,
much.
Thanks for calling. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 951 area code. Hello, 951. Who's this?
Hi, yes, this is Natasha. And
hi, Natasha.
I wanted to see if you see future a future marriage and children for me.
Okay, you have really interesting cards. I only draw five cards when I do these little readings here live on the air, and four out of the five cards you have are major cards. So it's actually saying that there's a big shift or change coming in your love life. As soon as you stop, and this is going to sound really bizarre, all right, you ready?
Uh-huh.
As soon as you stop expecting that the guy that you're going to attract is a dick. Because
oh, wow.
You've had some really interesting relationships in the past.
Yes.
And you haven't been treated very fairly in the past, okay?
Okay.
So what I want – sorry, I had to have a little water there. What I want you to do is create the vibration that you are attracting to you a partner that has the same goals and objectives, I could talk, as you do in this lifetime, all right? Now – the way to meet him is not through your usual circles. The way to meet him is to actually connect with groups of people that you are not normally connected with. All right. Do you go to church every week?
Occasionally, not every week.
All right. I want you to find a church or some sort of religious gathering that you commit to go every week.
Okay.
All right. All right, that's the first thing. The second thing I want you to do is I want you to find something that sort of scares the crap out of you, and I want you to learn how to do it. One of the examples I give people is public speaking.
Okay.
Because if it scares you a little bit, but then it turns around and actually makes you a better employee, a better person, more confident. You know, they say that people would rather die than – that they're less afraid of death than they are speaking in public. There's that survey out there. They, you know, whoever they are, but that's the survey. What it's saying here for you is I want you to tackle something you're afraid of that involves a group of people. And usually I suggest Toastmasters. So we're getting a religious base first. We're getting some sort of spiritual foundation first. Then we're getting something to do that is teaching you – to go outside of your normal circle of things, and you might be a little scared of it. Then I want you to sign up for something that you really love to do. One of the things that I do in my spare time is I do like beaded necklaces. It's something that calms me down, and I can watch a movie and I can do these necklaces. I want you to find something that actually brings you joy. I don't care if it's making necklaces or painting or even that you spend a couple of hours every Tuesday evening just reading a book, right? But you need to dedicate a couple of hours a week that's something that you joyfully do that you sort of forget about the time when you do it, all right?
Okay.
But those are the I'm giving you those suggestions. And then I want you to learn something that doesn't scare you but is brand new. For example, like learning a little bit more about wines or learning how to play golf or joining a bowling league, something where you're involved with other people, but you're getting out of your usual circle of things. Because the man that I see you attracting is a gentleman that he kind of has all those things lined up already. So by you connecting with these different activities, you're likely to meet him that way. Do you see what I mean?
Got it.
Okay, because you're not supposed to meet this guy clubbing. You're not supposed to meet this guy standing in line at the grocery store. You're going to meet this guy because he's got the same idea that life is always about improving ourselves and, of course, learning lessons. But you cannot attract this man the way you've attracted men before. You're going to attract this man by something you do together with him.
Okay.
All right. Got to go, my friend. See you later.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 859 area code. Hello, 859. Who's this?
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
I just wanted to get a general idea of what was going on. Like, I got so much stuff going on with my life, I just don't understand what's happening. So could you
what specific
do a general
area
reading?
Because well, because here's the thing, is that what you're asking is really what I do for a full session, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of my little program is to just for you to ask a specific question. So what's your specific question?
What's going on with my family dynamics, you know, right now?
Okay, the biggest thing I want to tell you about your family is do not give anybody any money.
Okay.
All right, because here, for some weird reason, your family has decided that you're the go-to gal for when people need a little extra help financially.
Right.
And I want you to stop. And the way you stop, are you ready for this? This is going to be so helpful to you. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay. The next time somebody asks you for money, you say, or something that is of value to you that you need to use yourself, technically, right? What you say is, sweetheart, I would love to be able to give you the money right now, but I am fully invested. I just don't have any extra right now. Just don't have it.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's where, actually, I have to say, that's where a lot of your issues are starting, is that people seem to be taking from you and not giving back. And
yes.
What I want you to do is go into a 5-week period that you don't give anything to anybody. Now, immediate family, putting food on the table and that kind of stuff, that's not what I'm talking about. But these people that seem to assume that you're their ATM or that you're their resource for things, you're just not going to do it. And the other way to do it is don't answer the phone when you know somebody's calling you to ask you for money. Just don't answer the phone. Okay? What'll happen is that they'll have to go to extraordinary measures to get your attention. And then when they do, just say, you know, I knew you were calling to ask me for money, and I just don't have it right now. Just that's all you have to say. And when they go, go ahead. What are you going to say?
I have a hard time communicating what I really feel and saying no.
Okay. But see, that you can do this the very lovely passive-aggressive way, which is you just don't answer the phone when you know they're calling you for something. And when they text you, what's the beauty of being texted is that people expect messages to be short, right? So when they text you and say, hey, baby, I need $200 like right now, you just text back, I don't have it.
Short and simple, sweet.
Short and simple. And what we want to do is we want to, in the next 5 weeks, train people to think that you're not the one that's going to rescue them. Because I have to say, you're going into a period right now where I'm giving you permission to be selfish.
Okay.
All right? And I'm not giving you permission. You're giving you permission to be selfish. We're just having this dialogue so that you can say, okay, it's okay for me to be selfish.
Right.
All right?
Right.
Your biggest problems stem from you so much wanting to be liked by people and loved by people that you'll sacrifice yourself and your own comfort to do it. And they would never do it for you.
Right.
So it's time to say no. And I would love to do a full reading for you, so you let me know someday when you're ready, because I would love to do a full reading for you. But what your cards are saying right now is you say no to anyone that wants money or resources from you. It's just no. You don't have it. And that's all you have to say. I don't have it.
Okay.
And if they get even jerkier and say, well, can you, like, do an advance on your credit card? No.
Right.
Because that's the kind of people they are. They don't really care. It's like there are people out here, and they're all over the country, but they're really bad here in Las Vegas. There's people that are con artists that call themselves psychics, and they don't care
mm-hmm.
where you get the money. When they tell you you have an alleged curse or bad energy or there's something wrong with your aura or crap like that, they just want your money, and they don't care where you get it because they don't care about you. They care about how much money that they get. So you want to watch out for those people that are calling themselves friends that are doing that to you.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart, I got to go.
It makes sense. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 770 area code. Hello. Hello, 770.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi, I'm Tamika. Hi, I'm calling just to ask, what does the future hold for my guy?
Okay, so you want to find out how this relationship is looking potentially here?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
What's his first name?
His first name is Derek. And I know the birthday, if you need that, too.
No, I don't need that. Derek, okay, you were supposed to be having kind of a new beginning with Derek, and what you found is the new beginning means that you're sort of working harder in this relationship than you thought. So there's all this extra hard work on your part, and it doesn't seem like he's returning the level of attention and affection back to you, Kamika. So
okay.
Here's the thing. He's not an evil person. He's just incredibly self-absorbed.
Okay.
So the way for you, in my opinion, to test this relationship is to take a step back. Don't be the one that's doing all the reaching out and see how long it takes for him to reach out to you.
Okay.
Because it seems like you've become friend, lover, mom, event coordinator, activities director, chef. You've become all these things for this man, and I don't see him doing anything even close to what you've done to adjust your life to accommodate him. I don't see him doing a whole lot of adjusting to accommodate you.
Okay.
All right. So what I want you to do, and this may be all it needs, is for you to take a step back and just stop and see if he steps forward. If he steps forward, then there's a shot here. If he doesn't, then you can say to yourself, well, crap. What am I doing wasting my energy with this guy?
Okay.
All right. So here's the thing. You thought this was going to be kind of the new beginning. And initially it felt really good, and it did feel like that. But what I'm seeing is your cards are literally saying you're working really hard. It doesn't feel like you're getting a lot back. And he doesn't seem to be treating you guys like you're really in a relationship.
Okay.
So that would be my advice, is take a step back and see what happens.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 478 area code. Hello, 478. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi. I want to see what you see as far as a promotion in my career for me.
Well, you totally deserve it.
I do.
I'm just saying that before I turn the cards over. All right. You are being shown kind of a big karmic lesson here, my friend. You have a card that talks about being very good at what you do, actually really loving what you do, all right? But there's these other cards here. You have this card of you're exhausted, that you're just working very hard, but it doesn't seem like you're getting the credential back from this one specific man that he's a dick. He's just a real jerk here. And the harder you work, the more it feels like you're being taunted.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recognize this man?
Well, I'm kind of split between two schools. I got a lady who has a very strong male energy, who's dominating, but my male is just really laid back.
Okay, but here's the thing. In this laid back persona of him, does he do anything to actually give you credit or?
Oh no.
Okay, this is him. In other words, it's like this laid back persona of his is something that he's adopted. He's not really laid back. Inside, he's one of those really in turmoil kind of guys, but he comes across as very easygoing on the outside.
Yes,
the thing is that he does a really good job motivating you by not taking action on your behalf.
Okay.
All right. And then you have a card here that you feel guilty. And that's the thing I want to tackle with you, because you feel guilty, you take on sort of compromising situations where you're giving more than you're getting back because of this weird guilt vibe that you have. So I'm going to give you a homework assignment. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. And you're going to do this when we hang up. You're going to take a sheet of paper. You're going to write the word guilt at the top of the sheet of paper. And you're going to write all the things on that sheet of paper you feel guilty about. Okay?
As far as work or everything in life?
Anything. Anything.
Okay.
Like any guilt that you're carrying about your mom, any guilt that you're carrying about any friends, any guilt you're carrying. And there really shouldn't be a lot of guilt connected with work, because if there is guilt connected with work, it is something contrived by this dude that I don't like. All right?
Okay.
But what you do is you actually write everything in your life that you feel guilty about. And, you know, this is for anybody else listening, that if this is hitting a chord with you, I want you to write it all down. And then after you write down all these things you feel guilty about, at the bottom of the sheet of paper, I want you to write, I release this guilt for the blessings I deserve. Then you sign your name and you go outside and you burn it. And don't start a wildfire or anything.
Yeah.
Safely burn it in like an ashtray or a metal pan or something. But you're going to, I release this guilt for the blessings I deserve. And you sign your name and you burn it. And you do that today as soon as we hang up the phone. Because what it's saying here is, yes, you do deserve this promotion, but it's this asshole that's standing in the way of you getting it.
Well, he's leaving. He got promoted to assistant superintendent in another district, so he's leaving the school that I'm at.
Oh, good. Oh, good, because he's been the whole problem as to why you haven't gotten the promotion. So,
and
what
just,
I
know I don't have much time, because they kind of cut the budget last year, and I was a shoo-in for that school that they gave him, because they gave four of the associate superintendents the four open schools last year.
Okay, so who can you make a phone call to tomorrow to get into that position?
I have to. They're going to start interviewing the top 12 people, and hopefully, I'm one of them in the next 2 weeks.
Okay, because what it's saying here, as soon as this guy's out of the way, you can have it.
Okay,
that's
he's officially gone. He's still here for the contract end of the year. Yeah.
Okay, but you need to do that little guilt thing
I'm gonna do that as soon as I hang up.
All right. The other thing, Patricia, after you do the guilt thing, I want you to write down all the reasons you deserve this promotion. Just write them all down. And just put it on the refrigerator so that you're looking at it for the next couple weeks.
Okay. We'll do, Mona.
All right,
thank
you
so
go.
Much.
All right. See you later. Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 404 area code. Hello, 404. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. It's Lolita.
Hi, Lolita. How are you?
Doing good, hon. How's it going?
I'm pretty good. What's your question?
Do you see any changes at my current job for me? Maybe a new job
title,
new money?
God, I hope so.
Or do you see me not there?
There's a reason to celebrate in June. So what it's saying here is that by you being really honest with what you need, okay, these are the five cards in order. The first one is be really honest with what you need. Be honest with yourself first, and then be honest with anyone that asks you what you want, that you could actually say, well, someday I'd really like to be doing blah, 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 whatever that is. The next card talks about the willingness to take action, all right? The next card talks about you're sort of working your butt off where you are right now, and you know you're destined to do something else. So you're keeping it's like you're keeping your best stuff away from this job because you know that this job doesn't really appreciate it, and I kind of agree with that. Then it's saying the only reason you're working at the job you're at right now is because they pay you, but it's not your joyful work. So that's the next card. And then the last card is a reason to celebrate, connected with the number six, so within the next 6 weeks or the month of June, which happens to be within 6 weeks. So there is a reason for you to celebrate within the next 6 weeks. So the vibration that I want you to take on is twofold, threefold. The first is you're very honest with yourself about what you want next. The second is you're willing to take action when the opportunity presents itself, even if it's a little scary, even if you don't really know the whole job, but that you're willing to take action. And the third vibration that I want you to adopt is expect a change to come to you that is beneficial to you. Expect good news. I want you to look at today as though it's Christmas Eve, right? That you know that you're getting something good tomorrow, right? That's the vibration I want you to have. I want you to adopt the vibration that you are expecting something good to come to you, right? And this is saying you're going to have good news to share with me in June.
Absolutely. I kind of know, but think, yes. That's what I was asking, like, do you see me there? Like, do you see anything happening at work? Or at the last I was saying, do you see me even there? Because that being
Before you even finish that thought, I just want to tell you that there is good news coming to you, and I mm-hmm. want you to have the vibration that you are expecting good news, whether it's coming from this job or a brand new adventure. By you having that vibration around you, people can't question you if you have this vibration of sort of grateful anticipation that you know something good's about to happen, and it doesn't matter to you where it is, because it's going to happen. Okay?
You're absolutely correct. Thank you for putting that out there to me again, so I really appreciate that.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day. See you later.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
All right, you guys, I will be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Do you have an amazing idea for an app for iPhone or Android? Do you want to create the most professional showcase of your idea? Contact the professionals at Raster Media and explore how they can help you make your dream a reality. When Mona wanted to create an app for her book, Raster Media guided her through the entire process. They made Dice Wisdom a professional and inspirational app for iPhone and Android. Mona did her research when she found Raster Media. They not only specialize in app development, they also assist their clients with everything to make your new app a success. They guide you through the complicated process of launching your app through all the appropriate delivery channels. Raster Media is locally owned and operated in Las Vegas for over a decade. Find out why notable organizations are loyal customers of this creative team. Go to www.rastermedia.com or call 702-943-1832 and watch your dream become a reality. That's rastermedia.com.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461.
Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Okay, and we're back. I have somebody here from area code 562. Hello, 562. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi.
Renee.
What's your name?
Renee.
Oh, hey, Renee. What's your question?
Okay, I've had a hard time getting the right love in my life, and I'm attracted to the opposite race, I guess. And I'm wondering, like, is there anything that I'm doing to hinder love from coming into my life? Am I too picky, or is the universe just, you know, waiting to send me the right person?
You have some really interesting cards, Renee. You have, and I'm going to kind of go backwards with your reading, because normally I kind of read the cards from left to right, but I'm going to go from right to left with you.
Okay.
There are two really important cards you have. The first card talks about you have a pretty strong psychic gift, which is part of the reason why it's part of the reason why you are attracted to men of the opposite race. And
mm-hmm.
Because there's a fascination with you this is many lifetimes. This is not just this lifetime. There's a fascination with you and the idea of contrast, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to go into that whole explanation, but you are attracted to things that are opposite of you, all right?
Okay.
I'm just going to say that. And it's an intuitive thing that it is a fascination you have with men of other cultures, just in general, right?
Right.
Then you have
mm-hmm.
this card that talks about this feeling of, and it's hard for me to describe, but what it's saying is that you want the man to prove himself to you so you feel sort of trapped in the relationship. It's mm-hmm. almost like a sadomasochistic thing you got going here, that
mm-hmm.
you actually want to be a masochist in a relationship. You want someone to tell you what to do. So
mm-hmm.
it's an interesting vibration that you have here in your reading, because I don't think I've ever said anyone that they got a 50 Shades of Grey thing going here. But that's what your cards are saying, is that you've got mm-hmm. you want to meet a man that so fascinates you because of the contrast that the two of you have. But then you mm-hmm. you actually want a man to take control of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's every aspect of your life. That's emotional, financial, that's everything. You want to meet a guy, and then you actually want to be trapped by him in a way, okay? And I know that that's granted, I only get a couple minutes with you here on the phone. So when I'm seeing these cards and going, wow, that's interesting. Then here's the funny thing. So that's why I'm reading your cards backwards. Because
mm-hmm.
the men that are attracted back to you, they're looking for a woman that is strong by her own right, has an identity of her own right, and actually makes them feel more free in the relationship than when they're not in a relationship. So you're actually attracting the opposite of what your vibration right now says you want.
Okay, so do I need to get
some
healing
now,
or something?
I'm just a radio psychic doing a few cards here for you. But what I'm seeing in your cards here is that probably part of the reason why you're having a difficult time setting the hook in a relationship, basically,
mm-hmm.
is because you actually want a guy to take control of your life, and the guys you're attracting are just looking for someone that could be an equal partner in their life. So it's a strange little vibration you're sending out there.
Okay.
I mean, and I don't mean strange in a bad way. It's just it's an unusual vibration that you're sending out there. It's a very mixed message. So what I would do if I were you is write down the qualities of what you are looking for in a relationship, because I know I touched a chord here with you when I told you what I told you, because
mm-hmm.
it feels like, oh, crap, okay, yeah, I kind of get that, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I would do is go back to perhaps how controlling or maybe even uncontrolling your father was. That are you looking for some weird revenge from the past but that it would end up sort of punishing you in some way. So mm-hmm. I would really explore that, and it might be something you do with a cognitive therapist for a few sessions, and just say, I had the weirdest thing, this radio psychic, and she even admitted, hey, I'm just a radio psychic with you just for a few minutes here, but she said something that sort of kind of hit something with me, and I wanted to explore it.
Okay.
Just saying. So you've asked, I'm giving you way more time than I normally give people on the air. I usually only get 3 minutes. But the reason I'm telling you that is that I want you to explore what you really want out of that relationship. Do you want a partner that's an equal partner, or do you want somebody that's controlling like your dad with a little masochistic sex thrown in there?
Okay.
I want you to think about it, because you just have some unusual cards.
Okay.
I appreciate your call, Renee. See you later.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 939 area code. Hello, 939. Who's this?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. What's your name?
Julie.
Hey, Julie. Can you turn your computer down, because I'm echoing?
Sure.
Okay, what's your question for me?
I woke up to exposition sort of dream, but I didn't get enough information on it, so I was wondering if you could see anything or card anything.
Okay, well, tell me what you do remember from the dream.
The song with Grace Jones, Roll Up to the Bumper, and
I love Grace Jones.
I know, I love that song too. I was redoing the song because I'm a singer, and I was rapping the garland of Christmas around myself to unwrap it while I was walking and singing. And then the dream ended, and I was about to get to some truth that I needed, and she upstaged me and took the garland and started doing what I was going to do.
That's interesting. Then I would immediately say, keep your good ideas to yourself. And that your good ideas need to have their own showcase without you bouncing them off anybody else. That's what I would say that the message of that dream is.
Okay.
Is that don't show off what you can do in front of somebody who has more power than you that is in competition with you. Do you see what I'm saying? See, the thing is that you really admire her as, she's somebody that you would kind of like to be a white Grace Jones, in essence. Somebody that can be a little edgy, but then also be able to be unique. I want to tell you that there's some big breakthrough coming to you before November of this year, and it's saying that there's a man that helps you in the process of doing it. Do not confuse this man with a love relationship, though, because he's not a love relationship. He's a businessman. But there is some idea, some brilliant thing that you come up with, where it may be you just literally being in the right place at the right time for your own little cosmic breakthrough. That's what your cards are saying. But the message of the dream is keep your power to yourself until you know that it's for you. Now, I'm just going to give you something that flashed in my head. I was reading on the internet, and there's a guy that has invented a toothbrush, and I think it's called the Toofer toothbrush, and it's a toothbrush that you actually use with two fingers. And he's basically reinvented the frickin' toothbrush, okay? This dentist did this. So he's hoping to, out of his basement or out of his garage, he's like shipping these to other dentists to promote them, because most people use way too much pressure when they brush their teeth. And the shape of this toothbrush is, it's this huge toothbrush. And what happens is it stimulates your gums when you brush, but it's gentle enough to do what toothbrushing is supposed to be. This would not be an idea that he would have gone to, what's the toothbrush, Orajel, and said, hey, I got this great idea for a toothbrush, because Orajel would have stole it.
Yeah.
I mean, just in theory, they would have stole it. It's like the guy that invented the intermittent windshield wipers, and Ford ended up stealing the idea, even though it was obvious that the guy. Okay,
they
so just keep it to yourself, and that's That's the message I'm getting for you. So I hope that helps.
I think it's an app. I think it's an app that you're picking up on. And my friend in, ironically, Las Vegas, who I was maybe thinking of aligning with. And I just clicked like on the, what was that called, the thing that you did your app with?
Oh, I went to Raster Media and did mine.
I just clicked Raster because I thought to myself, I said, you know, these people, who knows, you know, because I'm working on an app that if it takes, it will be on every single email. And the biggies
okay,
would
well,
rob it,
thing,
you know.
Okay, well, here's the thing, is that they one of the things that I really liked about these guys is they will tell you if your app's a good idea or not. They will tell you. And mine was totally original. It was based on a book I wrote. So
I know,
if
the chanting
you come
dice.
Up
I listened
some...
to the commercial.
Oh, cool. Anyway, but I just Dice Wisdom is the name of the app. My book's called Chancing Life. So
okay.
It's the Dice Wisdom is what evolved from that particular book. But I would definitely talk to them and ask them. What I did is I went to them and I had a confidentiality agreement. They signed it with me, and then I explored the idea with them. And then they ended up developing it for me, and they did a beautiful job. So anyway, sweetie, I got to go. I'll talk to you later.
Take care. Thanks, bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 219 area code. Hello, 219. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Liz.
Hi, Liz. What's your question?
Yes, I'm just wondering when my financial area will improve, my finances.
Well, you have a habit, my dear, of doing things kind of the hard way. You have a card here that says you're worth more than whatever you're making. That's literally what this card says. You're worth more than whatever you're making, and it seems as though you might be a little afraid to step out of your comfort zone in order to earn it. But what the cards are saying here is that something just happened connected with your work where you didn't get a promotion or you didn't get a raise or you didn't get an acknowledgement. Something just happened. What was that?
Nothing that I know about, really.
Okay. Were you up for a promotion? Was there something you interviewed for that you didn't get?
Actually, no. The only thing is that I've been on... disability, and my disability came under review, and I'm waiting.
Okay, well, maybe maybe that's what I'm seeing, is that there's this sudden feeling of, it's like a sudden feeling of worry about money is what it is, or worry about your situation. And so that's the start of your reading. The next card talks about reaching out to people that owe you money and or favors and calling in that favor or asking for the money back, you do that.
Okay.
And then you have a card here that literally talks about you getting out of your comfort zone. So according to this, you're eventually going to go back to work.
Okay.
Or you're going to start a business that brings you income in a whole different way than you expect. And it's not those email scam things about working for Google or Facebook or crap like that. It's nothing like that. It's something that you come up with, that you end up, and it might be a store that you start. Because then the next card talks about a new beginning, a brand new fresh start. So there's this incredibly fertile idea that you end up exploring. And then the last card actually talks about money being absolutely okay. So I don't see worry about money here. You know, your disability case might be under review, but I don't see that it's going to be taken away.
Okay.
But in the meantime, it should motivate you as to, okay, what else can I do to bring more income to me? And it could be something as simple as you doing, you know, email marketing for people. Okay, there's a website out there that I absolutely love, all right? And because every now and then I need to have something a little special done. So I go to this particular website and I can get it done. And I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's called 5RR.com. So it's the word 5, F-I-V-E, with two R's, RR.com, Fiverr.com. It's what people will do for $5. All right?
Oh, wow.
There's a gal out there, and because you know I'm out there promoting my app because I really would like to sell a lot of apps. All right, my app only costs $3.99, but it's a way of asking questions where you actually load it onto your phone, and you might have to be going into like a big meeting, or you don't know what vibration you want to use to handle a particular phone call, or, you know, how do you attract love? You can actually ask the app this question. And so the thing is that I'm promoting it to a bunch of people I don't know. Well, there's a woman on Fiverr.com that actually has 150,000 followers. Now, the way she did that, which is really clever, the way she did that is that each person that she helps promote for $5 also follows her. So with each new client she gets, she adds to her 150,000 people that follow her because of that, because they want to see that she's actually tweeting it, right? So okay. It's absolutely brilliant. So she's creating this huge list of real people that follow her so that she can promote to those same people and get like $5 to do it. And she probably has it on some sort of automatic program where it gets sent out, you know, two or three times a day. You see what I mean? But mm-hmm. The reason I'm saying that is I want you to look at what these people will do for $5. And if you think okay. about it, is if you do something unique enough that doesn't really cost you anything but maybe an email back to somebody or, you know, something you can put into one automatic thing, you know, you mm-hmm. might want to do that. But if you look at how these people do it, it's very cool because sometimes it's more than $5 that they charge.
Okay.
But when you look at each different gig, so I'm just telling you, it's really a cool thing that they do, so just to let you know. But I'm not worried about money with you, my friend. You're going to
okay,
work it
good.
Out. All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye. Okay, bye. Wow, you guys, I'm really chatty today. So I kind of want to apologize for it, but I don't know. Sometimes that just seems to fit, right? Okay, I'm going to area code 720. Hello, 720. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. What's your question?
My question is, I'm hoping that you can see for me about when do you see me moving into my own apartment?
Okay, wow, I'd like you to, boy, I'd like that to be sooner than later.
Yes, me too.
It's saying that your living situation is actually sort of working against you right now. So I'm saying the sooner the better. The card that's coming up as your conclusion card is saying 4 weeks.
Okay.
So what I would do is I would, are you sharing an apartment with a roommate?
Actually, I'm back with my mother. I divorced my husband. You know, I went through all that, and so I'm at my mom's. But, yeah, it's not great.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do, because here's what I'd like you to consider doing, all right?
Okay.
This is what it's saying. First of all, you really need to show gratitude that your mom was there, that you could actually move in. All right. So you really kind of need to be doing little extra little mini things. Did you get her some flowers for Mother's Day?
Oh, I actually got her a present, too, as well.
Okay. Excellent. I'm very proud of you. All right. What I want you to say to her is, Mom, I'm looking to move out no later than July 1st.
Okay.
Give her a date. Okay?
Okay.
It will also put a fire under your butt to know that you've already told her you're going to move out by July 1st. You may move out sooner than that. You may move out in 4 weeks, but you're going to give her a date to move out of July 1st because it gives you a little bit more time. It gives her something to look forward to because she kind of wants her space back too, all right?
Yeah.
But you say to her, Mom, it looks like I'm going to be able to swing it to move out on July 1st. And then she goes, well, where are you going? I don't know quite yet, but I'm working on a few things, all right?
Okay.
The other thing I want you to consider is I want you to move into something very modest, okay? So I still want you to live in sort of in a safe place, but I don't want you to spend a lot of money to move there. And even if you have to put some of your stuff in storage or sell it off or whatever, what I want you to consider is that the rest of this year is a very modest year for you. So I don't want you spending a lot of money. I don't want you doing too many frivolous things. I want you to make a game out of saving money. Okay?
Right.
And the lighter that you treat it, the more money that will come to you. The more of a game that you make it, the more money will come to you. Okay? Because, but that's what it's saying is that you get to move out in about 4 weeks, but you tell your mom by July 1st, and then if you move out before then, it's a bonus. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks
that
for calling.
I can do, because as soon as right. I'm able to go, I'm out.
Yeah, you
thank
need
you,
your,
Mona.
You need your quiet space, my friend. All right,
yeah,
see you later.
Definitely.
Okay.
Happy Mother's
Day. All right,
Day.
Bye. Oh, thanks
bye.
A lot. See you later. Bye. Sure. Okay, I've got somebody here from 561. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa. How are you?
Hey, Lisa. What's your question?
I'm looking for a job, and I wanted to see when you see something coming up for me.
Okay. One of the things that, this is interesting, one of the things that you have to do, according to what I'm seeing in your cards, all right, you have to be open to your blessings, all right? You need to go into gratitude, not attitude. By the way, I just made that up. it's always, sorry, sometimes I just crack myself up and, you know, okay, gratitude, not attitude. All right, and mm-hmm. the reason I'm saying that is that there's a bigger reason why you're supposed to kind of take the next job that comes to you than just having a paycheck. Because what it's saying here is that through some disruption, you actually get to not only get this great job from this next job. So the next job that comes down that's offered to you, take it. I don't care what it is, take it. Because it leads mm-hmm. you to a better job. All right, it gives you the foundation for a better job. So the attitude or the vibration that I would adopt if I were you was what career skill would I like to have that I don't have now? So it doesn't matter to me what that is. But if there's something you want to learn more about, this would be the time to take a job that allows you to learn that thing. And it's a stepping stone to the dream job after that. Now, I have to tell you something that's coming up in your cards really quick before I let you go. There's this guy that is, he is chaos personified. This is a guy that is sort of using you to keep him focused. Do you recognize him?
Using me?
There's a guy here that is... You're one of the few people that can focus him. And I'm using the word using because it seems as though the relationship is more about what he gets from you instead of the other way around, and that he causes you chaos. Do you recognize this man?
It could be my friend Joe, or it could be my ex-husband.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. I really want you to curtail interactions with these men. Because they're part of that chaos is being kind of put into your energy field, and people are looking at you as somebody in chaos because of these energies. So I want you to temper or reduce your interactions with both of these men until you get settled into a career where you actually feel back to being confident again.
Yeah, I just
because they're
took at, him off
they're
my
adding
phone
to
list.
Your chaos.
Yeah, I just took him off my phone list.
All right, I'm very proud of you, and I'm sorry I have to go. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I can do this next call really quick. Hello, 617. Who's this?
Hello, this is Lisa. How are you?
Oh, hey, Lisa. What's your question for me?
My question is in regards to love. Do you see
okay.
a relationship this year?
There's always relationships, but okay, this is interesting. Now, and I got to do this real quick because we're
okay.
I only got a couple minutes here with you. You
okay.
have this vibration that you attract very smart guys that are kind of manipulative, and that
mm-hmm.
some of them might have a temper or some
Ooh.
Emotional issues. Okay,
mm-hmm.
that's and here you are, very disciplined, very. You're kind of a rock for people. It's like if people need advice, they call you because you
yes.
are sensible and you kind of know what's going on. And if I had told you what to be when you grew up, when you were coming out of high school, I would have said go into psychology or go
yes.
into ER nursing because you have this way of bottom lining what's most important in an issue.
Yes.
And it, you do it very with this automatic clarity, all right? So that's the benefit of who you are, is that you're kind of a rock for people. But you mm-hmm. tend to attract men that are mm-hmm. weak and scattered.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And so the thing is that the vibration that I want you to send out there now is that
okay.
I am ready for a relationship that's worthy of my energy.
Oh.
That's your affirmation. I'm
okay,
ready
like
for the
that.
Relationship that is worthy of my energy. Because what I'm seeing here is that you see potential in guys. You see potential,
mm-hmm.
but they're not there yet. And
okay.
you're ready for the guy that's there.
Yes. Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And what it's saying is, yes, there is somebody coming your way, but it's going to be through some sort of professional organization that you get involved with. I don't know if it's a networking group. I don't know if it's a learning thing. Like I told somebody at the beginning of the program that they should take up Toastmasters just to hone that skill. But
yes.
what it's saying is that you are perfect the way you are. There is nothing about you that needs
beautiful.
To change. No, but you
beautiful.
Need to know that, all right?
Yes.
Nothing about you needs to change in order for you to draw the kind of love in your life that you really deserve. So
okay.
you need to do the whole red flag thing that when these guys are attracted to you because of your strengths, you need to evaluate if they have something to offer you back. So I almost want you to look at these relationships as though you are negotiating a business relationship first.
I love it. I love
okay?
it.
And then
yes.
you can let your emotions go, but not until
love
they
it.
Prove their worthiness to you,
yes.
my friend.
Yes.
All right. I got to
yes.
go. See you later,
beautiful.
Lisa.
Happy Mother's Day.
Okay.
Honey. Thank you.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to DiceWisdom.com.
Do you have an amazing idea for an app for iPhone or Android? Do you want to create the most professional showcase of your idea? Contact professionals at Rast Media and explore how they can help you make your dream a reality. They made Dice Wisdom an inspirational app for Mystic Mona. Rast Media is locally owned and operated in Las Vegas for over a decade. Find out why notable organizations are loyal customers of this creative team. Go to www.rastermedia.com or call 702-943-1832 and watch your dream become a reality. That's rastermedia.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.